Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Tony Correa, and we're joined by Knoxville Mayor Brian Hatch to talk about the past accomplishments of the city and what to expect in 2015.
Your first year as mayor has come to an end. Talk about the progress that Knoxville has made over this past year and some of the highlights that you remember most about this year for Knoxville.
Well, believe it or not, the year's kind of been a blur. And when I was first elected, I thought, oh boy, now what did I get myself into? But it's gone really well. I think it's gone well. I hope the rest of the community feels the same way. It's been tough for me, and I have to have patience with myself. I hope everybody else has the same thing. It's a learning experience. It's been eye-opening. I really enjoy it. It's been a pleasure. To be honest, I'm just now getting to that point where I feel comfortable. I feel like I belong there. You know, for the first 6 months or so, I'm just trying to figure out what to say and when to say it, how to conduct a meeting, that kind of thing. So it has been quite the learning experience for me. I hope now that I do have a little bit of time under my belt that I can settle in a little bit and start to work on some of the things that I feel like we go in a certain direction that I feel like we need to go, I guess.
And that certainly is good that you're finally getting your feet underneath you. And it does take some time to be able to get that. What are some things that you felt that you've learned over the course of this year as you progress?
Oh, well, that's a good question. I guess I've learned how to run a meeting. That's number one, first and foremost. Just the interaction with staff, with the city manager. Where do I fit into that whole picture? You know, what is my role? What do I do? That's been the biggest thing. One of the things I worried about at the beginning going into this was overstepping my bounds. You know, I didn't want to do the wrong thing and give the wrong impression, I guess. And so I was always worried, and I talked with Harold about that quite a few times before I would do something. I said, now, this is what I would like to do. You think this is the right? That kind of thing. I would try to get a little bit of advice because I just didn't want to do the wrong thing. You know, I wanted to be a good leader, I guess, and portray that in the right way.
What are some things this past year that stood out most for you that you feel were big accomplishments for the city of Knoxville?
Well, I guess the biggest thing, streetscape took up quite a bit of time. You know, that was huge. I don't think we'll probably see an undertaking like that for several years. So quite the time to come in. You know, I'm coming into that right in the middle of construction. Everything's going on. There was lots of talk about, you know, variations to the plan and street widths and that kind of thing. So that was big, just to see that go through. And we're nearing the end of that, which is good. That took a lot of time. The first half of the season, you know, clearing through construction, we were basically focused on that for the most part.
You already mentioned streetscape. We'll be finishing up this coming year. What are some other things that you think that the citizens of Knoxville should be looking forward to this coming year?
Well, I know we're working on, they've got the Section 42 housing that seems like it's going crazy. I guess that's another thing that I, you know, probably should have mentioned in the last question, but that's a big undertaking too. That's a huge project that we have not seen around here for a long time. Tons of the economic development going on, and that's great. So yeah, we have the Section 42 housing. They have the railroad port study going on. That could potentially be a big thing. Those are two huge things that I think for the community we have to look forward to. On a smaller issues, I think, will be some of the things you see around town. I feel like we're just kind of on that upswing. You see a lot of growth in businesses remodeling and adding on and building new, different things like that. And I think that's a good thing. We got the new Miracle Playground. We're, you know, talking about extending bike trails, different things like that. So there's lots of little things that just continue to fall into place. I feel like that momentum's starting to take off, and we're rolling a little bit, and that's good.
And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guest, Knoxville Mayor Brian Hatch, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for today's news and local information. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.